Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们先读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures.
请先翻开《生命记》第一章二十一节开始。
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 11.
因为我们要读的圣经比较多一点，所以呢，我们英文、中文跟英文一起读，好不好？
Chapter 1, verse 11, and we are going to read quite a few, quite a long scriptures. So we are going to read Chinese and English together.
那个《生命记》第一章的二十一节一直到四十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11 to.
看啊，耶和华你的神已将那地摆在你面前，你要照耶和华你列祖的神所说的上去。得那地为业，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。你们都就近我来说，我们要先打发人去为我们窥探那地，将我们上去该走何道，地进何城，都回报我们。这话我以为美，就从你们中间选了十二个人，每支派一人。于是他们起身上山地去，到以实各谷窥探那地。他们手里拿着那地的果子下来，到我们那里回报说，耶和华我们的神所赐给我们的是美地，你们却不肯上去，竟违背了耶和华你们神的命令，在帐篷内发怨言说，耶和华因会恨我们，所以将我们从埃及地领出来，要交在亚摩利人手中，除灭我们。我们上哪里去呢？我们的弟兄使我们的心消化，说那地的民比我们又大又高，城邑又广大又坚固，高得顶天，并且我们在那里看见亚纳族的人。我就对你们说，不要惊恐，也不要怕他们。在你们前面行的耶和华你们的神必为你们征战，正如他在埃及和旷野在你们眼前所行的一样。你们在旷野所行的路上也曾见耶和华你们的神抚养你们，如同人抚养儿子一般，直到你们来到这地方。你们在这世上却不信耶和华你们的神，他在路上在你们前面行，为你们找安营的地方，夜间在火柱里，日间在云柱里，只是你们所当行的路。耶和华听见你们这话就发怒起誓说，这恶世代的人连一个也不得见我起誓应许赐给你们列祖的美地，唯有耶夫尼的儿子加勒必得看见，并且我要将他所踏过的地赐给他和他的子孙，因为他专心跟从我。耶和华为你的缘故也向我发怒说，你必不得进入那地。伺候你的嫩的儿子约书亚，他必得进入那地，你要勉励他，因为他要将以色列人承受那地为业，并且你们的妇人孩子，就是你们所说必被掳掠的和今日不知道善恶的儿女，必进入那地。我要将那地赐给他们，他们必得为业。至于你们要转回从红海的路往旷野去，那时你们回答我说，我们得罪了耶和华，情愿照耶和华我们神一切所吩咐的上去征战。于是你们个人带着兵器争先上山地去了。耶和华吩咐我说，你对他们说，不要上去，也不要征战，因为我不在你们中间，恐怕你们被仇敌杀败了。我就告诉了你们，你们却不听从，竟违背耶和华的命令，擅自上山地去了。住在山地的亚摩利人就出来攻击你们，追赶你们，如蜂涌一般，在西尔杀退你们，直到荷尔玛，你们便回来， 在耶和华面前哭嚎，耶和华却不听你们的声音，也不向你们侧耳，于是你们在加迪斯住了许多日子。我们再读启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
启示录第一章。
Chapter 1.
第五节的后半到第六节。
Verse 5, end of verse 5 to verse 6.
他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归于他，直到永永远远。阿门。然后第五章第九节第十节。
Chapter 5, verse 9 and 10.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。这个国民哈，刚才第一章的这个国民跟这里的国民都是国度，都是原文都做国度的，可以做国度讲。
And here the people and nations is talking about a country, a kingdom.
然后二十章。
In chapter 20.
第六节。
Verse 6.
在头一次复活有份的，有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司。并要与基督一同作王一千年。好，我们再有点祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主，我们在这段话面前战惊恐惧。
Lord, we are frightened in front of your words.
我们生怕我们就是在这段话里面那些不讨你喜悦的人。
We are afraid that we are the group of people who unpleased you.
但是我们没有办法救自己。
But we cannot save ourselves.
我们只有无依无靠的来到你面前。
We can only come to you with no one else to depend on.
仰望你的怜悯。
Look upon your mercy.
仰望你救我们脱离我们该脱离的光景。
Look upon your salvation to save us from the difficult.
使我们够资格可以承受你所要我们承受的。
So that we are worthwhile to inherit what you have planned for us.
我们谢谢你今天还给我们有机会看到这段话。
We thank you to let us see these words.
我们相信你愿意施恩给我们。
We believe that you want to give us your salvation.
我们无论讲的、翻译的、听的，都一同匍匐在你的面前。
We bow before you for the one who has listened, speak and translate.
求你向我们的心说话。
And we ask you to speak to our heart.
因为只有你最清楚你为什么要救我们。
Because only you truly understand why you want to save us.
我们虽然蒙了许多的恩典，
Even though we are accept a lot of graces.
但是我们对于你和你的救恩和你的旨意还是模糊不清。
But to you, to your salvation and to your will, we are still not clear.
我们求你帮助我们。
We ask you to help us.
愿今天你的话能够进到我们心里面。
May your word enter into our heart today.
感动我们。
Touch us.
激励我们。
Encourage us.
扶持我们。
Help us.
变化我们。
Change us.
使我们有基督丰盛的生命。
So that we have this abundant life of Christ.
能够承受你所要我们承受的。
So that we can inherit what you have planned for us.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
求你堵住我们的破口。
Please close up our loopholes.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
So that we will not face any temptation, and will save us away from the evils.
捆绑一切黑暗权势，所有的诡计。
Bound the devil's plan.
求你在我们每一个人心中也做翻译的工作。
And translate into each one of our hearts.
求你使没有一句话是觉得太难的。
so that there will be no word from you that is difficult to understand.
没有一句话叫我们不能明白的。
That there is no word that will stop us from understanding.
我们无依无靠地向你求告。
We pray to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
我们最近有机会一同读摩西五经。
Recently, we have the chance to read Moses' five scripts.
所以叫我们有机会能够回到神起初的时候，他是如何开始一些的救恩。
So it also shows us God's salvation in the beginning.
不管是这个创世纪或者出埃及记，都给我们许许多多的那个直接间接的那些启示和帮助。
No matter it's the Genesis, book of Genesis, or the book of Exodus, it gives us all those revelations.
我们就问一个问题。
And then we ask a question.
以色列人为什么要出埃及？
Why does the Israelite left Egypt?
当然我们知道，以色列人出埃及是因为神在四百多年以前就已经向亚伯拉罕已经赐下了他应许的那块地。
We understand now that Israelites left Egypt is because of the land that God has promised Abraham 400 years ago before that time.
但是不是只是叫我们得到那块地，然后种种田啊，然后盖盖房子啊，或者在那里开条路啊，再多买几辆车啊，怎么之类的。
But was God's purpose to call them out to inherit the land, to aggravate the land, and to build more houses?
神对以色列人的那个心意是不是就留在像我们一般生活上的这些的点点滴滴啊？
Was God's will for the Israelites stay in their daily life?
我觉得这是我们值得思想的。
I think this is something we should think about.
因为圣经明明讲。
Because the Bible had clearly told us.
神在旧约在以色列人身上所发生的事情，成为我们新约的人的见解。
The lessons that the Israelites learned has become lessons for us in the time of New Testament.
那神既然是永远的神，
Since God is the eternal God,
而且神是从永远到永远又不改变，
And God is the eternal God who never changed.
所以呢，在这当中一定有许多的原则是不改变。
So there must be some principles that would not be changed.
所以我们就需要主帮助我们。
So we need God to help us.
神把以色列人带出埃及有什么目的？
What is the purpose that God led Israelite out of Egypt?
进迦南有什么目的？
What is the purpose to enter into Canaan?
我觉得刚才这个启示录这些话已经给我们很清楚。
I think the word in the book of Revelation is clear to us.
这启示录这些话呢，是适用新约也适用旧约。
These words in the book of Revelation applies to the Old Testament as well as the New Testament.
而且是不止一次说。
Not only one time that it mentioned that.
是多次在那里说。
But it mentioned it a few times.
不止在地上说。
Not only said it on the earth.
在天上说。
But it also said it from the Heaven.
在千年国来临的时候再说。
And it will be repeated in the time of the millennium.
你有没有发现这是神很奇妙的安排？
Isn't this a special arrangement?
这个老约翰在巴摩海岛的时候，神向他说。
The old John was in this island and God told him this.
他说，他用血把我买回来，脱离这个罪恶。
He said that he bought us with blood to leave the sin.
使我们成为国度，做他父神的祭司。
So that we can become the country, the nations, and be the priest of his nation.
这是在地上说。
This is what said on earth.
然后呢，第五章呢？
And then in the chapter five.
他说呢，这第五章就根本就在天上的事情。
Chapter 5 was shown from the heaven.
然后呢，他说呢，叫他们成为国度，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
And it says here in verse 10 that you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth.
这里有没有对我们有一个冲击啊？
What is this to us?
这救恩啊，很是是很很丰富的。
Such an abundant salvation to us.
啊，然后到了这个千年国来临的时候呢，他这里说那些在第二次的死身上他没有权柄的人呢，这些呢他是做神和基督的祭司，而且要与基督一同作王一千年，这是个实现。第六节，二十章第六节。
In chapter 20, verse 6, it says that blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
根据 这几节的圣经哈，
According to these few verses,
我最近在想，我说我最近 主一直提醒我一件事情。
God keep reminding me one thing.
刚好因为我们昨天也读出埃及记哈。
We were reading the book of Exodus yesterday.
不过昨天我没有交通啊。
But I have no fellowship yesterday.
以色列人出埃及哈，在头两年当中有两个重大的失落。
In the first 2 years, on the way that they left the Egypt, they made 2 mistakes.
这两个重大的失落，我们都知道，但我们不一定很注意。
These 2 mistakes were known to us, but we might not pay attention to it.
他们过了红海，离开埃及，在头两年之内发生的事情。
Once they left Egypt, crossed the Red Sea, in the first 2 years, they made 2 big mistakes.
所以呢，这里告诉我们说。我们得救之后哈，有很多重要的事情就逐渐在那里发展。
Here it shows us that after we are being saved, there are things that we continually encouraging us to make mistake.
所以不要有一种心态说哈，我得救之后哈，我先躺个5年10年。
So don't think that you can lie down for 5-10 years after you are saved.
不是。
No.
得救之后，你就要赶快。赶快把握机会，能够明白神所要我明白。
After you are saved, grab the chance to understand God's salvation.
能够清楚神所要我清楚的。
Clear what God wants me to understand.
甚至有个强烈的心愿说，进入神所要我进入的。
Even have this strong will to enter what God wants you to go.
万一我缺少这样的心态。
In case I don't have such a will.
不是你没有这个心态就不遇到那个环境啊。
Not that if you don't have the will, then you won't encounter the circumstances.
不是我们躺在那里闭着眼睛哈，神就不做他的事情了。
If we lie down and close our eyes, that doesn't mean God stop working.
神继续做。
God continue work.
神继续照他的进度在那里走。
God continue progress.
但是呢，可能我没有预备好呢，我到时候呢就落队了。
But if I was not prepared, then I might be left behind.
这两个重大的失落是哪两个呢？
What were the 2 mistakes?
刚才启示录这个话刚好跟个对照。
In the book of Revelations, we might not see it.
第一个失落在出埃及记里面。
The first mistake was made in the book of Exodus.
这两个失落发生的地点呢，有一点很怎么讲说很巧合。
The 2 places that this happened were similar.
如果前面的弟兄他们算说哈，这个以色列出埃及之后哈，他们走的这个站口啊，走 station 整个站口啊，这个是42站。
Some brothers has counted how many station stops that the Israelites has made. It was about 42.
如果这42站这算法是没错的话。
If this 42, this number is correct.
第一个失落在第11站。
The first mistake was made at the stop number 11.
就在西乃山下。
That is at the foot of the Mount Sinai.
第二个失落呢，在倒数第11站。
And the second mistake was made from the number 11 backward counting.
就是加迪斯的巴尼亚。
That is.
Kadesh Barnea.
At the Kadesh Barnea.
这两个失落呢？第一个失落在西乃山下什么事情呢
？What was the first mistake that they made at the foot of Mount Sinai?
就是 把看不见的神变成看得见的牛犊。
That is, they made a cow. They made the invisible God into a visible cow.
把神偶像化，就是说变成那个地上的偶像偶像化。
They made God into an idol.
结果怎么样呢？他们因为在这个之前哈，在出埃及十九章主说，我要使你们成为祭司的国度。
In the chapter 19 of the book of Exodus, it says that God wants to make them into the priest for this kingdom.
是说每一个出埃及的以色列人都成为祭司。
So all the Israelites who left Egypt.
就是有多少的国民啊，有多少的国民就有多少的祭司。
So there will be the same number of priests as the number of people.
但是呢，因为他们自己制造了偶像之后又不悔改。
But after they made their own idol and did not repent.
结果呢，他们这个祭司的这个职分呢，他们就失去了。
So they lost the status as a priest.
啊，这个哈，对主顺便提一点哈，这个因为出埃及记第十九章说，我要使你们成为祭司的国度，这讲的是全以色列的。每一个支派里面每一个人都是。
In the book of Exodus, chapter 19, where God wants to make every single person into a priest, it mentioned to all the people, every single person.
但是呢，到了二十八章呢，哎，神又呼召亚伦和他的儿子来做祭司。
And then in chapter 28, God called Aaron and his son to become priest.
这个呢，好像他还没有造牛犊啊，对不对？
It seems like they haven't made the idol yet.
那是不是神的话之间彼此冲突矛盾？
Is there conflict here?
其实没有。
It's not.
因为呢，在神面前呢，那个祭司的等次有两种等次。
Because before God, there are two levels of priest.
一种等次是照着麦基洗德的等次。Melchizedek。
One priest is as like a president.
那个一个是麦基洗德，就像他像神儿子一样，他是永远做大祭司，永远做祭司啊。
He's like the son of God who will be a priest forever.
神的儿子耶稣基督是照着麦基洗德的等次做祭司。
Just like Christ Jesus was made as that level.
但是神把亚伦和他儿子呼召出来呢，他是怎么是把他呼召成为一个等次？
But God called Aaron and his son to become another level of priest.
那就是是个代表的意思。
That is a representative.
啊，不是，他不是代替全以色列人做祭司，而是他是代表，他是成为一个样本，然后呢，所有以色列人都要照这个样本来做祭司。
He is not being a priest on behalf of all the Israelites, but he is just being a sample for the Israelites.
所以目的呢，还是什么？全以色列人。做祭司的国度。
So the purpose is still have all the Israelite people to become priests.
但是以色列人做祭司的这个呢，是照着亚伦的等次，是按照属肉体的条例。
But the Israelites becoming priests is following the example of Aaron as a flesh human.
但是因为他们造了牛犊，而且呢，当神借着摩西的宣告他们的错误的时候。没有人悔改，只有除了立位支派，没有人悔改。
But since they made the idol, and God had made Moses to let them know that they had sinned, but they did not repent except the Levite.
所以最后呢，在以色列国就变成那个祭司呢，就变成亚伦这一家来代替以色列国来做。
And therefore, afterward, the Aaron's family become the priest on behalf of the Israelites.
所以这是一个重大的失落。
This is a big mistake.
这是身为以色列国的国民呢，重大的损失。
This is a big loss for the Israelite people themselves.
这也是神的旨意的一个重大的打岔。
And this is a great hit to God's will.
这个打岔不是神搞错的。
This is not a mistake that God made.
这个打岔是人呐。人没有好好的顺服神所产生的。
But this is caused because of human unwilling to have the full obedience.
所以这是一方面的重大失落。
This is a big loss.
你看，刚好这个嘛，这个
启示录告诉我们说，说我们做国度做祭司，你这个祭司呢，一开始你看才头一年呢、啊，在西乃山下就他事实上相当于他出埃及差不多一年左右的时间而已，头一年。
Just the first year after they left Israelite。
所以这对我们每一个得救刚得蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹，你不是很遥远的事情。
To the people who just saved, this is not something far away from you.
不要忽略神给你的职分。
Do not ignore what God has given you.
你有职分，但是你现在还够不上那个侍奉的那个实际呢？那个是你需要让神来培养你。
God gave you a status, but if you cannot catch up, then let God train you.
但是你如果连那个身那个职分的你都抛弃了。
But if you even abandon the status,
你的机会呢就失去了。
Then you lost the chance.
啊，这是一个我们需要注意的东西。
This is something we should pay attention to.
啊，而且呢，你看他就在出埃及第一年而已。
This loss was made in the first year after they left Egypt.
然后在加迪斯巴尼亚呢是第二年的事情。
And then in another place is the second year.
所以哈。请弟兄姊妹注意，重大的事情不一定要等很多年才发生。
Therefore, pay attention that a big mistake do not have to happen after many years.
可以说怎么样？说我们这一个人跟随主哈，走得好不好啊？头几年大概就决定了。
Or we can say that a person following Jesus, Lord, is that a stable status will can be tell in the first two few years.
如果我们这个人又不够谦卑的话哈。那可能就没有回来的机会。
If we are not humble, then we might not have chance to repent.
但是如果我们够谦卑的话，神还怜悯我们，可能还有机会。
But if we are humble, we with God's mercy, we can still return.
所以到加迪斯巴尼亚呢，这是另外一个失落。
So in another place, Kadesh Barnea, that's the second mistake.
所以这里呢，我们知道。刚才我们读的那段圣经呢，是摩西回忆那个时候的情形。
The verses we just read is something that Moses recalled.
那个时候呢，神要他们进到迦南地区。
God wanted them to enter the Canaan.
事实上就是叫他们成为一个过渡的时机，在迦南才能成为过渡的时机。
That is to make the nation in the land of Canaan.
在旷野，神不用旷野来彰显他，就是说。不是他国度的完全的彰显，他真的彰显要神是把应许的地给他，然后在那里彰显国度的实际。
God wants them to inherit the promised land to reveal His glory.
当然了，这里呢，借着这个国度的实际呢，还要带下很多神的工作出来。
Of course, through this revelation of the nations, there will be more work to be done.
但是我们在看这个加勒在那里是一个很突出的。
And if we pay attention to Caleb, he is an outstanding person.
当我们在看加勒的时候，我们不得不看这一个相对的对比。
And we have to see the opposite example.
加勒跟当时的以色列的百姓，那里大概就是那里算军队，就是算那个男丁啊，20岁以上的男丁啊，有60万超过。
There are over 600,000 men who can be soldiers at that time.
这个比例呢是60万多比2。
And this comparison is 600,000 to 2.
这是一个很大一群呢、哦、跟一个好像一点两点那样一样。
It's like a big huge army compared with one or two person.
结果呢神说呢是他们不愿意进去。
And then God told us that they are not willing to enter.
神呢照他们的方式让他们进去先看一下。
God let them do what they like to do the way to spy out the place first.
结果他们去看了之后呢说那个好地很好但是不要去。
After they spied, they said the good is beautiful, but don't go in.
那因为圣经的经文很多哈我就不想请弟兄姊妹仔细再去读它。
There are lots of verses here, so we are not going to read it.
但是呢你如果仔细你要想要仔细去查考的话呢在民数记的13章14章
In the book of Numbers chapter 13-14 if you want to study、
在这个生命记的第一章刚才我们读的那一 整章、
In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 the whole chapter、
或者是你读到这个约书亚记的14章或15章
Or the book of Joshua chapter 14-15、
至少这几个呢就给你有一个很很 很清楚的轮廓在那里。
You can see a good pictures from these few chapters.
那这些拒绝进去的这些的以色列百姓有什么特性？
What is the characteristics of those Israelites who rejected to go into this land?
我在讲以前，我必须先跟弟兄姊妹承认，我很不想讲这段话。
I want to admit to brothers and sisters that I do not want to say this.
但是这些话呢，都已经在几个月前就已经给我。
But these words was given to me a few months ago from God.
我非常想逃避讲这些东西。
I would like to avoid saying this.
但是呢，主没有叫我逃避。
But Lord, tell me not to avoid it.
所以，请弟兄姊妹原谅我，靠着主恩典交通。
So please forgive me that I'm giving this fellowship from God's grace.
我们是要彼此帮助。
We have to help each other.
我们没有意思要彼此拆毁。
I do not have the meaning of stepping on each other.
我们要知道我们的软弱。
We must know what is our weakness.
如果我们知道我们的软弱。
If we know our weakness,
我们愿意谦卑在主的面前。
We are willing to humble before Lord.
主因着他的怜悯，
And according to Lord's mercy, He will give us the opportunities.
帮助我们。
Help us.
救我们脱离那些软弱的光景。
Save us from our own weakness.
这些以色列百姓呢，简单的情况来看来，他们是非常不专心的。
According to these scriptures, the Israelites were not paying attention.
他们是亲身经历过神在埃及的十大神迹。
They had gone through those 10 signs, great signs that God gave in person.
他们亲眼看见神在埃及的一个神迹，再一个神迹，然后呢，法老如何那么样的刚硬，然后被神这样转变软化过来，把他们从那里拖出来。
They saw those miracles one by one, and how God changed Pharaoh's hardened heart.
他们也看见神把红海分开。
And they saw God open up the Red Sea.
亲身走过那个分开红海的那个干地。
They walk on the dry land of the bottom of Red Sea.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你经历过神的神迹奇事哈，你是什么感觉
？I don't know how you feel if you have went through God's miracles.
我自己亲身的感觉是，如果这件事情是神他亲手做工。这个神迹发生的时候，我走在上面我会发抖。
If my experience is if this is what God's miracle is, I will be shaking myself.
而且我里面我觉得神很敬畏他。
And in my heart, I will have this severance.
而且在他面前不可以放肆。
That I would not let go myself freely.
这是我很亲身的感觉。
This is my own personal feeling.
但是呢。这些已经亲身经历的神从出埃及以前一直这样工作下来的人
But these people who experienced God's miracles starting from when they are in Egypt
他们有一个反应我想让神非常的伤心的
They have this reaction that hurt God, I believe
就是弃绝神的引导偏行己路
That is rejected God's guidance and walk on their own way
就是神要引导他们呢，他们居然放弃。
God wants to guide them, but they rejected.
他们只看重他自己所想的。
They only pay attention to what they think.
他想什么呢
？What do they want?
他说：“巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或死在旷野。
”They said, "We would rather die in Egypt and or the desert."
耶和华为什么把我们从那地领出来，叫我们？倒在刀下。
Why God lead us out of that land and let us die under sword?
我们回埃及去，岂不更好吗
？Isn't it better if we return to Egypt?
或者说，我们呢，不如立一个首领回埃及去吧。
Or they would say that why don't we set up a new leader to return to Egypt?
你看见这批人
？Do you see this group of people?
神亲手亲自在那里做了许多的工作。
God do this work in person.
然后呢，来到一个关键的时刻的时候。
At the very important time.
居然是这样的反应。
And they have this reaction.
你想神心里不伤痛吗
？Would you think that God feel hurt?
如果我们是做父母的。
If we were the parents.
你。用尽了父母所可以 给的一切的恩典，一切的爱，向着你的儿女。
You gave all the best and your love to your children.
你的儿女是这样的反应。
And your children has this type of reaction.
你的感受是如何？
What is your feeling?
但是这就是出埃及的这批以色列百姓的这样子。
But this is the type of people who left Egypt.
我们不能笑他们。
We should not mock at them.
在我们的心中可能就是这样子。
We might be the same.
因为当时60万多，只有两个人不是这样子。
Out of those 600 men, only 2 were not in this type of status.
我相信只要多一个不是这样，他就多一个像加勒一样就可以应许进去了。
Maybe one more person like Caleb, then the whole group can enter into the land of Canaan.
我相信神哈，他不愿意哈，好像他不愿意不给我们他所应许要给我们。
I believe God that would not hold up to what He wants to give us.
还有另外一个特性。
Another characteristic.
断定自己不配得耶和华所赐的产业。
They are determined that they are not worthy to inherit God's inheritance.
断定自己了不配得。
Determined that it's not worthy.
这是我们真的要学的功课。
This is truly the lesson that we should learn.
我们今天气还没有断。
Today we are still breathing.
我们今天你还可以动。
You can still move.
你今天你还有机会。
You still have the chance.
你先不要断定自己不配得。
Don't determine yourself that you are not worthy.
神还给你有气息。
God still gives you this breathing.
神还给你有寻求的机会。
God still gives you the chance to seek.
神还给你有祷告的机会。
God still gives you the chance to pray.
神还给你给我们有悔改的机会。
And God still lets you have the chance to repent.
神还给我们在他面前有求怜悯的机会。
And God gives you this chance to ask for mercy.
不要断定自己不配得。
Don't determine yourself as unworthy.
不但不要论断别人。
Not only not to judge others.
连自己都不要论断自己。
Not even judge yourself.
这批百姓呢，有个特性怎么样说？就是论断别人，也论断自己。
The characteristics of these people, not only they judge others, they also judge themselves.
我觉得我们彼此要稍微鼓励一下。
We must encourage each other.
我们真的在口舌上哈，要多多的注意。
We must pay attention to our tongue.
不要我们就喜欢讲一些我们不该讲的话。
Don't just talk what we, the things that we shouldn't talk about.
你不要不知不觉就讲中了你自己就是那个样子。
Don't say some things that actually is pointing back to yourself.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就不知不觉就宣告了自己的结局了。
That is unintentionally, you announce your own ending.
就是不知不觉就宣告自己不配了。
It's unintentionally you announce that you are not worthy.
哎呀，这太可惜了。
Oh, what a pity.
这不是神说不配啊。
This is not God who announced unworthy.
是我们心有一个不愿意的心态，然后产生一个不配的那个一个表现。
But because of our heart has this unwillingness, it shows that we are unworthy.
所以这是我们需要注意的。
This is something we should pay attention to.
不要断定自己不配得。
Don't determine yourself as unworthy.
我过去受一些年长的弟兄，很受他们的激励。
In the past, I was encouraged by some elder brothers and sisters.
80几岁的弟兄，他里面的火热比30岁、20岁的还要热。
80 some years old brothers and sisters is more warm than the 30 some years old brothers and sisters.
真的。
True.
你知道我们20岁、30岁的懒洋洋的。
20-30 years old brothers and sisters are lazy.
聚会呢，爱聚不聚，对不对
？They come and go as they will.
这个圣经爱读不读啊
？They read the Bible or not up to their own mood.
那个好的信息爱听不听啊
？The good message they will listen to it according to their own.
有机会呢，好像当作随便，反正就是无所谓。
They take it easy.
但是我看到那些。里面有火热的那些老的弟兄姊妹。
But for those anxious, old elderly brothers sisters.
他的年纪哈，让他的身体已经很比较迟钝。
Their physical is a little bit behind.
让他力量来不及。
They might not have this energy.
他的反应也没有这么快,
their reaction is not as quick.
但是他把握每一个可以把握的机会,
but they grab every single chance.
而且呢, 不但是追求的机会,
not only grab every single chance.
他碰到那个福音朋友的那个对他们的那个照顾呢, 那真是出于里面的火热。
Also, the caring that they give to the truth seekers is really come out from their heart. They did not determine themselves as unworthy.
他们是仰望神的怜悯,
they look upon to God's mercy to grab every single chance.
我们需要,
we should need this. We need such an enthusiasm in us.
缺少这样的火热,
你的日子有什么意思? Without such an enthusiasm, what does your day mean?
那不过是吃吃喝喝,
that is just for drinking and eating.
等什么啊?
What are you waiting for?
当然等死啊,
are you waiting for dying?
这一群的百姓呢,
this group of people, another characteristics.
看重环境问题的艰难, 重看环境问题的艰难, 轻看神的大能和神的旨意。
They look greatly on the environment difficulties and circumstances, but they look down on God Almighty and God's will.
重看环境, 重看问题。
They pay more attention to the environment and difficulties.
心里总有一个感觉, 环境呢, 一定可以盖过主的旨意。
There is this feeling that the environment will cover up God's will.
环境的问题永远胜过神大人的手。
The environmental difficulties always overcome God's almighty hand.
这不是只有他们了,
not only them.
我们也常常这样。
We are always acting the same way.
不过我信主之后, 开头没有多久, 主给我一个很好的帮助。
But after I believe in God in the beginning, God gave me a great help.
我不晓得是哪一个弟兄, 告诉我的, 帮助我的。
I didn't know which brother who tell me this.
但是呢, 那个帮助呢, 哎呀, 在我心中呢, 就好像生了根一样。
But that help actually grow roots in my heart.
你每一次碰到问题的时候, 就是吃大餐的时候。
Every time you have this difficulties is when you have a great feast.
问题越大, 恩典越大。
The greater the problem, the greater the grace.
越是艰难, 神的大能。 越是浩大,
the more the difficulties is, the greater the grace from God.
哎呀, 这么多年来,
all these years,
我已经不晓得尝过多少次,
I have tasted this feast many times.
我不是在这个温室里面长大的,
I did not grow up in a greenhouse.
啊, 我没有信主的时候也不在温室里面长大,
before I believe in God, I did not grow up in a greenhouse either.
虽然我这个看起来不, 这个没有那个沧桑在,
even though my look do not have reveal that.
但是呢, 我不是在温室长大,
but I was not grown from a greenhouse.
但是就是信主之后,
and even after I believe in Lord, I was not growing from in a greenhouse either.
信主之后碰到千千百百的问题,
after I believe in Lord, I have these millions of questions.
有许多的问题是置我们于死地的,
and a lot of these questions may even put me to death.
前后左右都没有路,
in the front or surrounding me has no other way out.
但是有一个通天的路,
but there is this way up.
你要记得,
you have to remember,
撒旦再怎么厉害,
no matter how strong the Satan is,
他没有办法封住你通天的路,
he has no way to cap your way up to heaven.
因为我通天的路是主耶稣替我开的,
because this way up was opened by Jesus Christ.
所以要记得这件事,
so you must remember this.
但这一批百姓呢,
this group of people,
他一看, 哇, 这个迦南人这么高, 这么大,
they, once they saw the people in Canaan is so huge,
然后他们可能在旷野待了一段时间, 你看到城, 就觉得, 哇, 这怎么大,
maybe they were in the desert for too long. Once they see the city walls, they feel it's such a great wall.
他们还有铁车, 还有什么东西,
and they also have chariots.
不行啊,
oh no.
但是你若看见主
But if you see the Lord,
好像就摩西告诉他们说耶和华行在你面前
Just like Moses says, Lord was walking before you.
实在来讲我们哈 我以前都不懂你知道吗
You know, I did not understand this before.
有主的同在哈就什么都不怕了你知道吗
When you have Lord with you, you shouldn't be afraid of anything.
你失去了主的同在那才最大的可悲啊
If you lose Lord with you,then this is the most merciful thing.
但是如果真的有主的同在，那主行在我当中，行在我前面，那我的问题就是主的问题了。
So if I have Lord with me, who is walking with me or walking in front of me, then my problem become his problem.
我的需要就是主的需要。
And my need become his need.
你知道，有时候主允许我们哈。
So you should see sometimes Lord allow us.
碰到一个问题，那你就是，哎呀，看眼看都没有路走了。
To encounter a problem, so we don't see any way out.
但是呢，因为他的同在，他在那个最关键的那个时刻呢，哎，全部开了。
But because of his presence at the most important time, every way is open up.
哎，这个例子我没办法讲，因为一讲就好长啊。
I cannot give you more examples because that would take a long time.
但真的。
But this is true.
眼看着完了，死定了。
Your eyes see the situation that is going to end.
哎，只要是神的旨意的，神就开了。
But if it's God's will, He is going to open up a way.
所以这个是一个，就是说不，我们要求主帮助我们哈，要常常看见主的手。
So we should ask God to show us.To allow us to see his hand.
就好像这个保罗为这个以弗所的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Just like Paul praying for the brothers in Ephesians.
要知道运行在我们里面的这个大能啊，有多大。
You should know the great power in us is great.
哎，这个对我帮助是很大的。
This is a great help to me.
我们常常要寻求外面的能力，对不
对？ We always seek the power from outside.
但是因为主他的大能先在我们里面
But because God's almighty powers is in us
所以在我们实际的经历上呢我们怎么经历他呢
So how do we actually experience him?
这是我天天在经历的
This is what I'm experiencing every day
我每天在主面前我需要花时间在他面前亲近他安静
Every day I want to spend time to get close to the Lord understand him
那这个安静这个亲近呢要到什么程度呢
To quiet down myself to what status?
里面有 power 出来。
That you have this power from inside.
知道吗？所以我就知道是那个运行在我里面的大能是在我里面开始的。
So you will know that this power starts from yourself internally.
所以呢，我里面不会发沉，不会发死。
So inside me would not be dark.
今天我们弟兄姊妹都来聚会，对不对？
Today, our brothers and sisters come to this gathering.
如果每一个来聚会的弟兄姊妹里面都是发死
If the death is not with every brothers and sisters,
里面都是发沉
or is dark in every brothers and sisters,
里面都是非常的黑暗
or everyone has this darkness.
你想这个聚会是什么样的光景
So what would you think about this gathering?
你想我们在这里气氛是个什么气氛
What will be the atmosphere in here?
我里面发死
I have this death
你也发死
And you have death
我讲的话是死话
Then I'm giving out the death words
我吐出来空气是死空气
And I have this breath of death
你吐出来的东西也是死的
And you also have the breath of death
我放黑暗给你
I give you darkness
你也以黑暗还我
And you return me with another darkness
那我们在这里是什么东西啊
So what is it like here?
那我们就进入更深的黑暗。
Then we enter into a deeper darkness.
那我们就进入更难过的死里面去。
Then we enter into a more difficult feeling.
但是神的那个基督那个复活的大能在我们里面。
But this salvation of Christ is in us.
不是将要在我们里面，是已经在我们里面。
Not that it will enter us, but it's already in us.
就是我们，他已经在我们里面，所以我们要让他。写出来。
That is, he is already in us, and we want to review it out.
也就是我这个人啊，灵魂跟身体要让这个大能能够浸透。
That is my spirit, soul, and body has to review these great power.
你有没有发现有一些哈很有主同在的弟兄姊妹一来到我们旁边？
Do you see that when some brothers and sisters who has God with them come back to us?
他说个几句话，做了几件事，哎呀，就叫我们好像遇见了主。
A few things that they did or they say, let us meet God.
那是什么？那他从里面到外面都有主的同在。
And what is this? This is something that he has revealed God being with him from internal to external.
所以不要轻看神的大能。
So do not look down on God's power.
神的大能如果在你的心里面，在你的魂里面没有地位。
If God's power has no place in your heart or in your spirit.
那你要在其他方面要经历神的大能呢，就有点困难了。
Then you will have difficulties to experience God's almighty power.
但神的大能如果在你里面是一个你常常可以摸到的东西。
But if God's power is in you that you can feel it.
在生活的周遭看见神的大能，那太容易的事情。
Then you can see around you, His power is around you.
刚才这个林弟兄啊，他说，因为我前两天感冒，前几天感冒。
I was just talking to Brother Lin, two days ago I had this cold.
他说看我现在，他说真是奇迹啊。
And he sees me now that this is a miracle.
我不是这个，我还发烧了，不是没有发烧哈。
I did not have fever yet at that time.
也没有吃药。
And I did not take any medicine.
我没有什么可以可夸的，是神怜悯我。
I had nothing to be proud of, but this is a mercy from God.
神的大能借着弟兄姊妹供应到我的身上。
God's power give it to me through other brothers and sisters.
使我可以快速的恢复。
So that I can recover quickly.
好，这些的百姓呢？
These people
还有很多问题啊。
Have more problems.
轻看自己。
Look down on themselves.
或者的轻看全体。
And also look down in the whole group.
在神面前所受的托付和责任。
Look down on themselves in front of God, what they are going to be responsible for.
一面，神应许把迦南地赐给亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
On one hand, God promised to give the land to the descendant of Abraham.
这是应许。
This is a promise.
但是当以色列人去得着的时候，就有托付和责任在他们身上。
But when Israelites want to achieve this promise, there is this responsibility on them.
因为神把这块地给他们的时候，不是叫他们照着迦南人的方式在那里生活。
Because when God gave them this land, God do not want them to live as the life that the Canaan people live.
不是叫他们入境随俗。
God do not want them to enter a place and follow their culture.
而是叫他们进了迦南之后，是把属神的、属天的带到迦南里面去。
Instead, God want them to go into Canaan and bring the heavenly kingdom's life into the land of Canaan.
所以这有责任跟托付在里面。
So there is this responsibility on them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你今天蒙了神的恩典，同时就有神的托付和责任在你身上。
Dear brothers and sisters, today you have this grace from God, so you also have this responsibility on you.
这不是过分的要求。
This is not something too much to ask for.
自然的，因为那个生命的特性，它就要显出那个东西出来。
This is something naturally that should come out from our life.
但是呢，这些的百姓呢，就轻看。
But these people, they look down.
不但自己轻看。
Not only they look down,
造成一个地步的全体轻看。
But they even make the whole Israelites to look down on them.
哎，我真的看了这段圣经，我心里非常的害怕。
After I read these verses, I was so frightened.
哪有那个不能得着是60万多呢？只是有两个得到，通通都不能得着的。
How can this promised land, be given to only two people and all those 600,000 cannot? Receive this promised land.
哎呀，这个东西，这个对我来讲是，我看了这个东西，我觉得我很受警惕啊。
This is such a big warning to me.
也就是说，我不小心，我也是60万多里面的其中一个。
So it's warning me that if I'm careless, I could be one of those 600,000.
我们需要小心。
We should be careful.
我们都有机会成为60万里面的一个。
We could be one of those 600,000.
但是呢， 我们都应该要成为那个迦勒。
But we should all be Caleb.
啊，我们先了解一下这些以色列人整体的这些情况呢。其他的等我们在看迦勒的时候呢，就更觉得他宝贝。
After we understand how these Israelite people were, then when we look at Caleb, we can see how precious Caleb is.
不过呢，因为我的时间没有了。
But because of time.
怎么办？我再讲一点，我们今天就暂时告一段落好。
And I'm going to talk a little bit more for today.
这一群百姓呢，是被死亡啊跟世界所控制的人。
This group of people were captured by the death and this world.
你有没有发现哈，他们动不动就说我不如死在埃及，要不然就死在旷野。
Do you see that they easily say that I would rather die in Egypt or die in the desert?
也就是神在他们身上那许多的工作呢，里面没有活起来。
That is, all those work that God had done did not live in them.
我自己思想我自己出蒙恩得救时，我也常常在这种光景底下。
And I was thinking that when I was first saved, I was always in the similar situation.
特别是我还不明白或者我不接受那一个。我已经与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
Especially, I did not understand and I did not accept that I was dead with Jesus, buried with Jesus, and resurrected with Jesus.
我不接受这个真理的时候，哈，我就是活不起来。
When I did not accept this truth, then I cannot be alive.
我可以外面很活跃，你可以打球啊，很活跃，但是就是不活。
I could be very active physically playing balls, but inside me is not alive.
但真正的活是从里面活的。
But the true living is from inside.
啊，不是你很会打球就很活。
That is not if you are good in playing ball games, then you are alive.
啊，所以呢，他们情况怎么样？他们是这个死亡在他们身上有很大的权势。
So what is their circumstances? The death has this great power over them.
因为他们已经就是过了这个逾越节，已经是蒙主的拯救了。
Because they already passed that Passover, so they already have the salvation from God.
而且又离开了埃及，出了过了红海。
And they had left the Egypt and crossed the Red Sea.
所以呢，应该怎么样说呢？这个死亡呢，不应该在他们身上成为一个阴影。
Death should not have been ruling them.
今天我们需要主把我们带到这个实际里面。
Today we want God to lead us into this truth.
我们所有已经信主、受浸归入主名的，都已经同死、同埋葬、同复活。
All those who had believed in Jesus and baptized should be buried with Christ.
所以呢，我们应该活过来。
So that we can resurrect it.
不是我活。
Not me alive.
你要用力活的反而不活。
If you use yourself physically to be alive, it might not.Achieve.
你专心的依靠主，顺服主，让主的复活这个活那个活力，那个生命的活力啊，里面就活出来，就活出来。
So if you pay attention to rely on Jesus, then your life will become alive from you internally.
所以基督在我里面活。
So Christ is alive in me.
啊，那就活过来。
Then I will be alive.
而且呢，怎么样说？因为我们是属乎主的人，我们不属于这个世界的人。
And in other words, we belong to Christ, not belong to the world.
这是个事实。
This is the truth.
哦，因为我们好像会觉得说，哦，我要等到将来才与主同在。
Our mind may tell us that in the future I'm going to be with Christ.
所以我们可能有一个潜意识想法，就是说，我现在是属于这个世界，我将来属乎主。
So we might think that now we belong to the world, and in the future we belong to Christ.
但是就着救恩的实际来讲，你一旦蒙恩得救，你就属乎主，你现在就不属这个世界。
But according to the salvation, once you are saved, you now belong to the Lord. You don't belong to the world anymore.
所以我们本质上应该不属这个世界，但我们又把自己放在属这个，就我们就错乱。
So in principle, we do not belong to this world, but we put ourselves in the world.
就不知道要往哪里去。
Then we lost our way.
我想这些都是很警惕我们的东西。
I believe these are all the warnings to us.
哦，我不是光讲给你们听，我也讲给我自己。
I'm not just telling you, but I'm also telling myself.
我觉得这是主帮助我的东西。
I believe this is something that God will help me.
我想因为时间的缘故，我必须停。
And because of time, I'm going to stop.
主若愿意，我们可以慢慢再讲。
And may Lord willing, we can share this more.
好，我们一人祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话无依无靠的交在你手中。
Lord, we give all these words in your hand.
求你使它成为我们生命的供应。
We ask you to let these words become our supply.
把我们带到你喜悦的光景。
Bring us into the situation that will please you.
谢谢主。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Christ Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.